Life Audio.
Hey, sis, and welcome to Inside Out with Courtney. It's a podcast that helps thousands of women all around the globe, just like you, grow in Christ, character, calling, career, and community. Join me, along with occasional guests, as we talk about biblical truths, overcoming issues of life as Christian women, while also being encouraged and equipped for every good work as we await the return of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Courtney Richard, and after a quick commercial break, we'll get ready to start growing from the inside out.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, again, welcome to the show. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about 10 quick intentional tips for spending time with God. Now, we hear a lot about spending time with God, and I'm going to talk a little bit about why that's so important. I mean, we read a lot of articles or there's blog posts on it, and I'm a blogger myself. There's videos, there's sermons, there's books, there's devotionals, and now you're listening to a podcast about spending intentional time with God. Well, I believe that one of the reasons why this is so important is because God is relational. If we go back and we read even from the book of Genesis, I mean, let's go back all the way to the beginning. God wants to spend time with us. He longs to have fellowship with us. That's why he likes for us to just spend that quality time with him in prayer and in devotion and in the word of God. And so, number one, for starters, before I get into these 10 quick tips, is why is this so important? And it's because God is relational. He longs to spend time with his children, with his creation. And so the other part is to examine our hearts, right? So when we're sitting down and we are reading the word of God, sometimes it can be convicting, right? It's not always encouraging. Sometimes it's like that ouch factor. I know sometimes when I'm reading, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, Lord, you are dealing with me right now. Or he'll reveal something to me that I didn't know I was doing, or maybe I need to apologize to someone, or maybe I need to just confess something to the Lord or to someone, or whatever that case may be, and just to make things right, just to kind of clear the air. And so when the Holy Spirit convicts us as we read the Word of God, that is good. And we get that when we intentionally take time to spend with the Father. The other way is encouragement. When we are spending time with God, he can encourage us. He can encourage us in our spirit as we're just being still with him. And I'm going to talk about more about that stillness in just a moment, like when you're really just being still with God and what that looks like. But also he gives direction, right? When we spend time with him, sometimes we just need to know which way to go or what to do. The other part is wisdom, right? We need wisdom. When we are about to embark upon something, or when we just need advice or some guidance in regards to what to do with our kids, or, you know, what to do as we're talking to our hubbies, if you're married, or if you are single and looking to get married, like who's the right one, those types of things. If you're in ministry, like what to do, how to do it, things like that. We need wisdom. And so how do we get that? Well, we get that when we spend time with God. And the other part is comfort. When we're in need of comfort, when we're dealing with brokenness or hurt or wounded in some way, or maybe there's a loss, or maybe we're just having some hardships and we just need the Holy Spirit to comfort us. It's in moments like that, when we're spending time with God and we're being intentional about it, then we can get that comfort. We can receive that comfort. And then one day we'll be able to extend that to someone else. But first we got to get it right. And then healing. we can receive a supernatural healing from him, whether that's in our bodies or whether that's emotionally or whether we're going through something and we're just, you know, it's just a hard time, then the Lord can heal our hearts, right? And the last thing I would say is, and I won't say like 100% the last thing, because there's a lot of things that we can get when we're spending time with God, but I would say being fruitful. When we make time to spend with the Lord, to be in his presence, to get into his word, then we can be more fruitful when we come out of that devotional time or in that study time with him. And so I think this is important because I know sometimes if I get too far away from the word of God, then I'm like, I start getting a little carnal. I don't know about you, but you know, I may get a little sharp or, you know, a little edgy or, you know, maybe attitude, you know, just some of those things just might start showing its ugly head because sin is still like crouching at the door, even though we are saved in Christ. It doesn't mean that the enemy is not going to come at us or flesh is not going to try to have its way. And the way that we keep the enemy at bay and our flesh at bay is by spending time in the word of God, being close to the Lord. And scripture tells us when we draw nigh to God, he's going to draw nigh to us. And when we're in the word of God, it's just going to transform us. It's going to change us. It's going to change our hearts. It's going to change our minds. We're not going to be conformed to the world. I mean, it's just fresh. It's helpful. It's convicting. It's encouraging. And it just helps us to really walk out this life when we actually read it and know what to do, right? And so that way, people, when they encounter us or when we're in their presence, they can say, oh my gosh, there's something different about her, or she's not responding, you know, in a negative way, like either she used to, or, you know, like I see some people out here doing or at work or, you know, even in ministry when you're working on endeavors. And it's because you've intentionally taken that time to spend with the Lord. So I just want to encourage you to really just dial in and really just get close to him, especially if you haven't been reading the word, you've maybe gotten distracted or gotten busy, or maybe you've been through some hard things and you just kind of pushed it back, like you push a plate back. I want to encourage you to pull that plate a little bit closer to you, to pull that Bible closer to you. Don't push him back. Don't put him on a back burner. You know, don't give him that rain check like sometimes we do when we get busy and caught up. This is a time when you need to press in, especially in the times that we're living in. This is, oh my gosh, there's so much going on in our world and we need to be closer to the Lord like never before. So without further delay, let's go ahead and jump into these quick tips about being intentional with spending time with God. All right, let's go ahead and do it. One thing, you know, I like to do before I jump into these tips is I always like to break down words. Haha, I almost forgot. So intentional means done on purpose. It means deliberate, intended, willful, voluntary, and purposeful. So when we're being intentional, you hear this word all the time. I mean, it's like being thrown around a lot. But we want to think about it in a way like, what does it actually mean? Well, we're being deliberate about spending time with God. We're doing it on purpose. This is intended. Like literally, we're going to take the time to do this. All right. So it's not like we're just kind of like, okay, I want to, I'm maybe going to get to it. No, we're being intentional. We're being deliberate. We are going to voluntarily do this. Nobody's forcing us. Nobody's making us do this. We're doing it willfully on our own. Okay. So that's what being intentional is all about. Now let's go ahead and dive into these 10 quick intentional tips for spending time with God. So number one quick tip would be to go to church. And whether that's physically or online, I know after COVID, a lot of people have kind of gotten used to going to church online. And so my encouragement to you would be, is to go to church. Yep. Actually walk into the physical building. And the reason why I say this is because the Lord would want you to. Absolutely. That's 100% scripture. He would want you to not forsake the fellowship. Right. I know it's easy to be at home and, you know, watch it online, you know, watching streaming and all those types of things. And that's okay every now and then, but just try to get back into the house of God because there's so much encouragement with other believers. There's also the iron sharpening iron that doesn't always feel good, but it's good for us. You know, there's ministry work that can be done. And so we do this together and in unity. And so I would encourage you to go to church. And when you do, you may get a word from the Lord from someone, from a sister or brother in church. And of course, you can get a word from your pastor. And the other part I would say is to take notes, is to open up a notebook when you go, open up your Bible as well, but also take notes and listen and write down what God is giving you during that time. If you haven't done that in a while, then I would encourage you to go about doing that the next time that you're in church, even if you're watching it online. Break out that notepad and just write down a nugget that God is giving you during that time. And then later on in your devotional time, when you have like 30 minutes or an hour or so, or maybe even 15 minutes, just sit back, relax, and reflect and meditate on what God was actually trying to give you through a person, right, that may have walked up to you in church, or maybe it's through the sermon, whether it's online or, you know, on location. But just take some time to sit with God, with your notes, with a word. Amen. All right, let's move on to number two. Sign up for a Bible study. If you haven't signed up for a women's Bible study, I know I'm talking to women here, but even if this is a man listening to this right now, if there's a men's Bible study going on, or a family Bible study, or a financial Bible study, or something that's going to help you to grow spiritually in every way, then go ahead and sign up. And here's the thing. Sometimes there are Bible studies that are happening not just at your church. So be open to that. It could be an online Bible study. It could be a Bible study that you happen to just hear about in the wind. Maybe somebody was talking about it. Maybe someone invited you to go and just go and check it out. And you'll be surprised at how refreshing that can be. So just don't, you know, box yourself in, because God can speak and use a lot of different people and in different places. So go ahead and sign up for a Bible study. Look out for it. Tip number three is to watch a video sermon on a specific topic. That's right. So what topic do you feel like God is leading you to grow in right now? Like, think about it right now. In this season, what do you feel led to watch or to listen to at this moment? You know what it is. God knows what it is. But sometimes you may just have to be still, pause, and really think about it, or just listen for the Lord to reveal it to you. And then research it a little bit more, and then watch a video on it or listen to it in a podcast. Number four is watch a Christian film. There are so many movies that are being done right now. I mean, Christian films, good, wholesome, quality made films. So do a little homework and research a good movie. Sometimes they have free films, Christian films on YouTube. I have PureFlix, and so there's like a ton of movies on PureFlix. I also have about over 200 Christian films as well, DVDs. Yep, I'm old school. And sometimes I just pop them in and I'll watch them. You know, if I just need to just kind of sit back, relax, and watch a movie, and just to be fed by the Lord, even through that, that's being intentional. There's also GodTube. Have you ever checked out GodTube? Check it out. It's really good. And then Netflix sometimes will have Christian films on there as well. So don't sleep on Netflix in regards to Christian films. You can do a search and see about it. And then Amazon Prime also has films. You can also buy one. You can go to a Christian bookstore in your area. You can also go see one in theaters, because right now there are a lot of people that are making films right now, and they're really, really good. So check that out. Definitely. I know the Kendrick brothers. I love, love, love their films. They have movies that they put out all the time. There's so many of them right now. There are a lot of people that are making it. So check it out. You can also rent one on YouTube. I've done that before. All right. Tip number five before we go to break is look around online for a conference that you can attend. And what I mean by this is research if there's a women's conference that's happening around you. You might have one that's happening in your area. You might have one that you might want to go to. Maybe you can go check out events on Facebook, or, you know, check it out on LinkedIn. If you're looking to go to like a leadership conference where you can grow, and this is faith-based. I mean, look out intentionally, because remember, you're trying to hear from God. And here's the thing. God can use a natural conference and speak to you. He can also use you while you're at that conference to minister to others. And that's encouraging, right? This is all about being intentional with spending time with God. There can also be a parenting conference. If you're a mom, right? Or if you're a dad listening to this, then look into some Christian parenting conferences. There's Eventbrite, and you can go check them out and see if there's some that are online that you can go to. So what I mean by that online, let me just clarify. You can go physically, but guess what? You may just be able to do a virtual one Okay. Or maybe a workshop, something that you can get your hands, you know, involved in, where it's not just you sitting down listening, but you can be a little bit more engaged. Sometimes they have like workshops that you can go to, especially leadership ones, Christian leadership ones. And then if you're single, right, or you're married, look into a marriage conference or a singles conference. And when you do, listen for God. That's right. Listen for God. Again, take notes and then go back. Something I like to do when I go to conferences is I like to buy a conference notebook. And this is good because sometimes, you know, we can write a lot. We can have notes everywhere. I don't know about you, but I have tons of notebooks. And so I had to intentionally buy a conference notebook so that all of the nuggets that I get from different conferences, I can always go back to it. And you can label it for the year. So that's a little extra bonus tip before we go to break. Well, all right, let's go ahead and take a quick break. And when I get back, I'm going to share a few more tips with you on how to be intentional with spending time with God. Stay tuned for more. Welcome back. Let's dive into five more quick intentional tips for spending time with God. Tip number six is listen to the Bible when you cook. Yep, that's right. When you are doing your thing on the stove, listen. Go ahead and listen to the Bible, because you just might be cooking for like 30 minutes or an hour or so. And you can literally just like pop in your earbuds and listen while you cook. You can also do this while you're cleaning up or while you're sweeping the floor, while you're getting ready for work, while you're on your morning or evening drive, during your lunch break, or even before you go to bed. I call this earpiece growth. So grow while you do all of the things. This is really good. And this is how you can be intentional about spending time with God. And then number seven. Yes, let's dive into tip number seven. Take an intentional trip. I call this a getaway with God. And you may have heard me talk about this if you listened to another episode that I've done. But my encouragement here would be to pack a bag, plan a weekend. If you're married, let your husband know that you want to do this. And if you're not and you're single, take some time off. If you have kids or if you're a single mom with kids, hey, listen, ask someone to babysit for you for this time. No matter who you are, let me just tell you, pack up a bag, get you a hotel or a nice resort, you know, or a retreat center, something like that, and get away and spend some intentional time with God. So when you pack, make sure you pack your comfy clothes, but also pack your Bible and your favorite or your best ink pens, like me. I do that all the time. And then highlighters, color pencils, maybe whatever you like. And don't forget your spiritual books. All right. There may be some books that you've been wanting to read. And during this weekend, you'll be able to do it. And then don't forget your notebook and your journal and to relax. That's right. Relax in God's presence. Just rest and spend that quality time just as you would with your husband if you were married, just as you would if you were spending time with a friend or you did a getaway with a friend or got away with your kiddos. Spend some quality time with the Father. And I'm telling you, it will be time well spent, like my friend likes to say. No time with God, she says, is wasted. No time. I hope I'm saying that right. I may be butchering it, but you get the point. All right, let's dive into tip number eight. Talk to God while you exercise. Yep, you can do this while you exercise. I do it and you can too. So if you're on your morning run or a jog or a walk, talk to God. The other thing that I like to do is memorize Bible verses while I'm walking. Or if I'm on a treadmill, then I like to do that. I'll basically have my index cards and I'm in the gym and I would just put my index cards right in front of me and I'll just kind of go through them while I'm walking. So try that the next time that you are at the gym, or if you have a home gym and you have a treadmill, then go ahead and I hope you have a space for it, or maybe tape it to the treadmill if you're at home and just memorize a verse or two. That's what I like to do. I just rhymed. Anyway, all right, then pray while you work out. I talk to God while I do this. And I'm not just talking about on a morning run or jog or an evening, you know, run or jog or a walk. I'm talking about like while I am physically working out in my home. I wouldn't do this at a gym, but I would do this when I'm at my house. And I would just talk to the Lord while I'm working out. The other thing is when I work out from home, I will tell you this, I have like bookshelves right in front of me. My television is there, and then I have these bookshelves, huge bookshelves on each side, and I have a lot of books. And sometimes what I like to do is I'll pull books off the shelf and I'll have them facing me. Like I'll pull it off the shelf and just have like a couple of books facing me. And so while I'm working out, I can look at those titles and those subtitles, and I just think on them, I meditate on them, and I talk to God about them. You know, I just pray through it. And even though I'm sweating and I'm huffing and puffing and all of that, it's just encouraging. It's encouraging to me. And so I know that might seem extra, but it really does help. And it allows me to get that time in with the Lord. Just that simple little gesture there. All right. So that's a tip, right? Haha. Okay. Let's move on. Number 9. We're almost done. Just simply be still and listen to his voice. Like really just be quiet. Like just sit down on the floor and just pretend like you're sitting at his feet. I do that sometimes. I told you I'm extra. So, but with that being said, sometimes I literally will just sit down. I'll get a pillow and I'll sit on a pillow and I would just sit at the Lord's feet and just allow him to speak to me through his word. So I'd open up the Bible as I sit down on the pillow and I would allow him his written word to just speak to me. And I would just be still with that and meditate on that and pause and allow him to just say what needs to be said to me in that time. And I don't have to be saying anything. I am a talker, but when he wants me to just listen, and sometimes he'll cut through my talking, he'll cut through my noise, you know, he'll cut through my words. I say cut through the noise sometimes, you know, I just think about that in the busyness of the day, but he'll cut through that and he'll just give me a word and he'll speak directly to me where I know that it's him. I know that it's him speaking to me. And so have you ever done that before? Just like been still before the Lord and allowed him to just speak a word to you in the silence. Have you heard his voice? Have you heard his whisper? Have you heard the correction, the encouragement, the wisdom, the direction, just as I mentioned when I first started the episode? Because that's what he does when we're still and when we're quiet. And again, sometimes he will cut through whatever we're doing to get a word to us. And sometimes he may show us a word on Facebook or Instagram or through a YouTube short or a reel or whatever. God knows how to get a word to us. Amen. He's such a big God. All right. So that's tip number 9, is just to be still with the Lord. And sometimes that could be just sitting by the water, sitting on your living room floor, sitting at the kitchen table, sitting on the sofa, sitting in your bed, propped up on a beach, a drive, whatever that is. It's just stillness and listening for his voice. Amen. All right. So let's move on to tip number 10, which is our last tip for the day. And it's this. Pray throughout your day. Talk to God all the time. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Remember, James 4:8, I'm going to say it again. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Stay close, especially in the hour we're living in. Amen? Amen. Thanks so much for joining me. I'll talk to you next time. Well, I pray that this episode has helped you. Also, if you need prayer or just want to let me know how this episode has served you, you can email me directly at insideoutwithcourtney@gmail.com. Also, be sure to connect with me on social media, subscribe to the Inside Out with Courtney podcast and blog, and don't forget to tell other women about it. I'd also love it if you could leave a review, and also don't forget to grab a freebie of your choice at CourtneyRichard.com. If you're hosting an event, let me know all about it by visiting CourtneyRichard.com/booking. Now, before I go, I just want to take a quick moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with me on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. And let me tell you something, they've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and so much more. All right, and that's it for now. Until next time, remember, Jesus Christ is coming back soon. So let's get ready from the inside out.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning podcast show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.